Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Talking about the continuing controversy over drag shows. People are really upset over people who want to voluntarily choose to take their kids to a drag show, acting like this is going to be the end of society as we know it. If some kids are allowed to watch some men dress in women's clothing and sing pop songs. Of course, we're expected to believe that all drag shows are actually secretly strip shows where children are being directly sexualized by the performers. But further, some people, not only do they want to prohibit drag shows, but they want to prohibit families from going to those drag shows as well. And, I was just looking at this conversation on Twitter on Jeremy Kaufman's thread, at Jeremy Kaufman is his username, where he says that he thinks there should be areas where drag shows for kids are legal and safe, and there should be areas where drag shows for kids are disallowed, and that we don't need all 8 billion people to agree on this issue. And to me, that seems like a very rational perspective. But the comments...
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, the comments are quite irrational. Top Lobster, who is ostensibly a libertarian, although I'm willing to revoke his card at this point, he says, unfortunately, that isn't possible. The insatiable desire of the progressive mind to manipulate children cannot be understated. And Jeremy responds to him saying, at what level of geography do you support banning drag shows? Your street? Your town? Your state? All of America? The world? The more you believe you have the one truly just moral vision that must dominate everything, the more you risk becoming what you oppose. And so, again,
well said.
Love yep. that response.
Yep. Or outlawing TikTok, which is what the conservatives are talking about doing right as we speak.
Wow. Top Lobster response. He says, the state level is a start.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No libertarian card for you, man.
Right. But national is ideal, he says.
Good Lord, what's wrong with this guy?
It isn't about superior morality. It's a clear observation of sexual predation disguised as diversity. The question becomes, should we be tolerant of sexual predators at the county, state, national, global level?
Well, I've never seen anything at any of these drag shows that suggests sexual predation. I don't know what drag shows this person is watching.
We just watched one, Arya. They were handing dollar bills to Desmond to take to dance and go out in the audience with them.
Yeah, the first video, and admittedly, I didn't watch the second video that you and Ian watched, so I can't comment on that. But the first one, you imagined almost all of that. I mean, we saw some people handing the kid money, but we didn't see anything about the people doing it. They could have been male. They could have been female. There were plenty of people there with camcorders. Desmond wasn't in any danger. Everything was totally fine above the board. Desmond wasn't even breakdancing, much less dancing provocatively or wearing anything that was particularly revealing.
Yeah, and they were handing the kid money, and that's what you do with strippers and prostitutes.
That's also what you do to employees or just people who have raked your yard for you.
I don't know any other dancers besides for street performers.
Okay, let's disregard the dancer thing. Okay, so the next time some kid rakes your leaves for you, you can't pay them. You can't hand them money because you only do that for prostitutes and strippers. I see no
difference between no similarity between a kid actually doing hard work, doing something, and
entertainment is work.
That's not entertainment. That
there
is
there was nothing provocative
that is
about
one,
it.
That is one. That is
stripping.
One step away from stripping.
Desmond wasn't stripping.
He was being paid money like he was stripping.
He was being paid money like he was breaking the damn law,
and
man.
And he did remove clothing.
Not into the
He came out in a trench coat and he took it off.
Okay, taking out a coat
and he threw it out on the stage like a like an effing stripper would.
It's called
and
a
he was paid
change.
Money.
If we're getting so alarmist here that taking off a coat,
I can't believe you guys are defending this. Is what I'm so upset about.
I can't believe you've taken it to this level. It's not my. It's
but
not
maybe
my
it's
thing,
because
man.
You don't have kids it's, and look, you don't even like kids.
It's not my thing. I wouldn't go to the show. Right? Like I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in seeing kids dance in any shape or form. It's not interesting to me at all. But if that's what somebody wants to do, and if that's what they want their kid to do, that's fine. I think those pageants are just as creepy.
I do, too.
Personally.
I'm more upset with those pageant mothers as I am with Desmond's mother. These people are living vicariously through their kids. They're doing it for attention because it's something they didn't get when they were younger.
And it's weird and whatever, though. It's their life, man. They should be able to do what they want. What I do not want to see, and I think you agree with this, Conan, despite your vehement feelings on this issue, is you don't want to see, as I asked this Top Lobster, I said, well, what should happen to people who hold a drag show? Because remember, he said he wanted to prohibit it at the state level at least. So what should happen to people who hold a drag show and parents who voluntarily bring their kids there? Death penalty? Forced re-education camps? Children abducted? He says yes. I mean,
Is
he for real?
No.
Is this guy for real? Oh, yeah.
He should be having the conversation that we're having right now. And at my end, I would, you know, my conversation, I want to have this conversation, and you let him do it. You know, if it's as long as they're not harming my kids or my family, let them do whatever. But you know what? As I said before, this is the end of the empire. Every empire, this is where it leads to. It crumbles and it becomes something else. It becomes more conservative because it becomes the norm in order to survive. All of this idle hands can't exist when we're all living in caves again under the bridge or whatever, trying to find our way back. To repeating the same damn thing over again.
Yeah, I don't agree with any aspect of that. However, this guy, he can't have this conversation because he's so radicalized. He sees these boogeymen everywhere. That's so he lives in a constant state of fear every bit as much as the people who were constantly terrified of COVID-19 2 years ago. This is his COVID-19.
I mean, can you imagine believing that kidnapping children from their parents who purportedly love them, right?
Just like people who weren't wearing masks and weren't making their kids wear masks.
I'm telling you, Matt,
it's his COVID-19.
Yeah, it's no different.
But I'm going to say that this, I know where you're going with that. I'm going to say the same guy is going to, who would also be against Child Protective Services coming and taking kids from parents because they think a certain way. I think he's probably going to be against that.
He would be against that, but he wants to use them to take people's parents because they think a way he doesn't like.
Okay, well, that's a no-go.
That's the problem. You cannot be a libertarian and have that belief that you want to force your beliefs on somebody else. To literally say that there should be re-education camps for parents that don't think the way that you do, or that they should be put to death and their kids should be stripped from them by violence, because that's what it's going to take, right? Yeah. State police are going to come in and steal kids from these people. Parents, and that's supposed to help these kids.
And who's going to run these corrective departments? Who's going
Sickos.
To? Who's the who are going to take criminals and put them to death and or put them in jail? The state. So if so he's already lost his card.
Well, if we've seen anything from the foster families in the United States, they're not doing it for the welfare of the children.
Doing it for the paycheck.
Yeah. I've met too many of them.
Or for far more nefarious reasons.
That's true, too. Let's go to David.
I'm glad that you at least admit that those bad people do exist.
They do.
Yeah, but they're not going to strip clothes.
They're locking their kids up in cages.
Drag shows.
And
they're trying
them.
To get people's kids from them by saying, look, you can't let them have kids. They're taking them to drag shows. Give me the kids instead.
David in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is all on your content. Oh, by the way, was that my good buddy Jackin in Open Source Washington earlier?
I think it was. Yeah, I do.
All right, cool. Hey, man. Hey, Jackin, how you doing? And coincidentally, I'm cross-dressing right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Let me tell you what I'm wearing. I'm, I live like our ancestors do when it's kind of cold in the house because we don't have modern heating systems. We heat with wood, that kind of stuff, wood. And so it's kind of chilly. So you wear that old thing called a nightshirt. And it's a flannel nightshirt, which men used to wear if you watch those old English theatrical things, and man's wearing a nightshirt, a nightcap, and he's got a carrying a candle around.
Is this like a onesie and it's got the butt flap?
No, that's something else. Although I would like one of those too. Those are comfy.
So you're not cross-dressing then, right?
No, this is because this one's not cut for a man. In fact, I didn't have a. I can't. They're not in fashion, so you can't find men. Nice. Oh, I'm not done, man.
Yeah, I didn't think you were calling to tell us about your wardrobe. Hang on, I'll bring you back for whatever. David in New Mexico. He's got something to say, I think, about this whole drag thing. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show here, especially if you believe in seriously putting parents to death or forcing them into re-education camps over.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free
Talk Live. You can join us here. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
All right, yeah.
And Conan.
We are talking about this drag show controversy that people are really getting freaked out over, acting like parents choosing to take their kids to a drag show is somehow a real problem. And I just don't see it. I don't get it. I think that, you know, kids performing is creepy. I'm not interested in that, but I just don't care if people want to, you know, take their kids to a drag show. And I don't care if people take their kids to, you know, pageants and other things where kids are on stage performing. I think those events do attract an audience of people that are looking to see that. And I think that's a creepy thing, personally. Yeah. But, hey, you should know what you're getting into. If you're putting your kids up on stage, you have no idea who's sitting there watching that.
God, right when you said that, I'm scrolling through Kaufman's Twitter feed, and it ended up on one of those little girl pageants, and they're in their bathing suits. And it is...
It's bad.
It's sickening. And yes, you're right. There are people. A lot of the times, it's just like when you go to it's just like band night. It's your girlfriends and guy and friends and the other's band's girlfriends and friends that usually attend these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the same. It's kind of the same thing with these pageants where it's usually just moms.
You would hope so.
But then there's
that's not all.
But that's not all. And who's watching from afar?
And to come back to the point about the DCYF or Children's and Families Departments, whatever, they always have different acronyms, but these different bureaucracies whose job it is to supposedly rescue children from abusive households inevitably end up just putting them in another abusive household under the auspices of the foster care system, where if they're not being sexually molested in some way, they're being locked in a cage and starved. This has happened.
Happens all the time.
And the reason for it, beyond just being a sadistic person or whatever who's locking these kids in cages, is if they starve them, they don't have to pay as much money for food, right? Yeah, like they get a check every month to presumably feed and clothe these kids, but if they're starving them and keeping them barely alive, then they buy more crack cocaine or whatever it is, their alcohol or whatever it is that they're into.
Yeah, it's not just a Hollywood trope. This really happens all the time. And let's not also forget the amount of predators who actually get into these positions of authority, you know, calling the shots, who you find out years later that they've been sexually abusing kids, or they had their own farms set up where they were just cycling these kids through.
What makes these people, and again, I'm taking Top Lobster at his word here. He's a poster on Twitter, purported libertarian
I can't imagine anyone would say that sort of thing like publicly without being willing to stand by it.
To be serious.
Yeah, there's trolling, and then there's
These are the wood chipper types.
Yeah,
I mean, to say that, you know, death penalty, forced re-education camps, children being abducted is an appropriate response for people going to a drag show just seems absolutely nuts, especially when you keep in mind that the very same cops that we're talking about here, the very same Department of Children and Families, these people have been found to be molesting children and harming children. It's like, what makes you think that your government is going to somehow be free of all these sickos? That's never going to happen. As long as people are being given power over others, you're going to attract the power sick, the ones that are going to wield that power in despicable ways. And there's just no way to avoid that situation. There was a situation here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. It was within the last few years that a police chief, and I don't remember which town it was, but a police chief in his 60s was finally stopped from molesting and raping children that he had done for God knows how long.
Yep.
And he went to prison for that. But how many decades it was going on for, how many victims he had in that period of time, who knows? The man thought he was untouchable for a period of time.
For decades.
Yeah, there was another one in Boston where the guy who ended up being the police union boss was doing sick stuff. Right? So there's no shortage of this. We go to back to your calls here. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, you brought up a memory for me on that. You're talking about the CPS foster care stuff. But, and to answer your question, the reason I'm cross-dressing is because nightshirts for men are not exactly in fashion. And so the one I'm wearing is cut for a woman.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And you had mentioned the CPS foster care making money off it, skimping on. And you brought back a memory that when I was about 13, my mom temporarily threw me out of the house because I was being raised by a single mom and they don't know what they're doing really. You know, you need a dude to work with a 13-year-old male. And when I was in this temporary foster home, I actually took those guys to court when I was 13. That was apparently my first court case that I brought because they were feeding us crap food for the obvious intention of maximizing their monthly income because they got paid, you know, however many hundreds of dollars per month per kid that they had in their shelter home. And they were feeding us crap food. So I notified the judge in the case that they were feeding us crap food and they got called on the carpet for it. And
they move you?
Yeah, actually I did. Yep. I left that place and went to a different temporary shelter home. So yes, indeedy. Let me remind you, you're talking about CPS stripping families of kids. I was not convicted. I was not tried. I was not charged. I was not arrested. And there were not even any formal allegations made against me. And CPS was not even involved, but the family court itself stripped my children from me, gave them to a stepfather, and then remember what the stepfather did to my children? He beat them up, and then he's out of their life now as well. That was after he tried to rape their mother.
Oh, man.
But, so your government, good, let me tease this since we're talking about strippers. Good news, Ian, you'll like this. There's actually a case at the U.S. Supreme Court right now that could conceivably eliminate not only property taxes, but all taxes by using the document that you're not necessarily fond of. The United States Constitution actually precludes the taxing of property, the taxing of income, and all of that. And the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this case, having worked its way all the way up from state court to federal
court. What is the case called?
I can give you the actual numbers. The plaintiff's name is, before I ruin it, here it is. Okay. Brunson. The last name is Brunson. And at supremecourt.gov, you can find two petitions. First one, number 22-2.
All right, I'll put you on hold here if you want to give me the numbers, but I should be able to find it just by the name. But stand by, David. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes. They actually want to pay our legislature, those people other than myself that are planning to pay our legislature and extend it to longer session.
Oh, no. Well, that's a terrible idea.
And the next month, 2 months.
We don't need more government legislative sessions. There need to be fewer of them. They need to happen less often. They need to stop passing all these stupid laws that nobody reads anyway. Thank you for the call, Sarah. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll find out what David's tax trial is that he's talking about here. It sounds interesting. I don't know what the details are. But there's more on the way, and we will learn about it. And you can share your thoughts as well about whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160 on Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
The student loan repayment pause has been extended again, despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last. The bump will go no later than June 30th of next year, and payments will resume 60 days after the pause ends. A federal judge ruled that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki must comply with a subpoena and offer deposition in a lawsuit that claims the Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor speech. Expect to pay more on average to fuel your holiday journey this Thanksgiving than in any year past. The price of a gallon of gas is down 16.4 cents from a month ago, but that's still 24.5 cents higher than it was a year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
That's a number for you to dial in and bring up absolutely anything you want to talk about. Also, want to let you know about bullionmax.com/FTL. That is where you can go to get the Silver Starter Kit. Which is 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, plus you get a free gold back. We're big fans of the gold back here on Free Talk Live, and this is an exciting opportunity for you to get one so you can get an idea of the quality of this amazing gold product. But if you've never gotten into, you know, if you've never gotten into precious metals before, the folks over at BullionMax.com can help you. This is a one per household offer. You can only get one of these silver starter kits, and you get it at employee pricing if you go to BullionMax.com/FTL. Savvy investors have been getting into precious metals for a long time, and now you can own the most stable assets in recorded history. You got a problem with the government increasing the money supply, inflating the currency? Well, gold and silver have historically been great hedges against inflation. So you can go to bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to talk to a salesperson, and your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. That's bullionmax.com/FTL to get your silver starter kits. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. We're just talking with David in New Mexico. The case name that he cited is Rayland Brunson versus Alma Adams. This is number 22-380 at the Supreme Court. I mean, it's an 18-page filing. I have not obviously had a chance to seriously look through it, but it appears that they're really more concerned with the election and January 6th or something rather than
taxes. The words tax and
yeah,
taxes.
Yeah, I feel
don't
like
appear.
If there was something in the Supreme Court about taxation, we would all have heard about it by now. I mean, some libertarian somewhere in the U.S. would have mentioned it.
Yeah, I mean, and the odds, of course, that they're going to turn over taxation just seems pretty unlikely. I mean, the way David presented this was that they could possibly overrule the income tax and the property tax. It's like, well, they're not going to do that.
No, that seems very unlikely.
There's just no chance that that's going to happen. I mean, it would be amazing, of course, if that happened. But just because there's conservatives on the Supreme Court doesn't mean they're against taxes. I mean, the conservatives love taxes just as much as the liberals do.
Yeah, how are they gonna fund the war machine?
They love going to war, right? They love the police state. So, I don't know. If there's good news, let us know, David. Definitely appreciate hearing from you either way. But we've been talking about some controversial things here tonight. I feel like we've covered the drag show thing to death.
We're beating that horse to death. Let's get off of it.
It'll be back.
Let's talk about some other degenerates.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be back, though, guaranteed. So what else is in the news, Aria, that we didn't know about?
Well, I had no idea when I brought this in that we would end up spending most of the night talking about drag queens, but hey, that worked out pretty well. So this ex-priest in Louisiana has pled guilty after getting caught having a threesome on a church altar. Now, he was a priest at the time that he was called. So it's not like
so they defrocked him or something like that?
As I understand it.
I see.
So a Catholic priest who was caught having sex with two dominatrixes.
Yeah, I guess you kind of aren't supposed to have sex before you're married as a Catholic, right?
I think if you're a priest, you're not supposed to have sex at all.
Even if you're married.
I think you're allowed to get married.
I think some are all right with it these days. But on the altar. in the building, in your workplace.
Right.
That's definitely frowned upon.
On the altar. That's a step that you don't go. You don't take that.
No, that was sacrilegious on purpose.
It's called desecration.
Yeah, it is. That was the aspect of it. I'm thinking it was two dominatrixes and this Catholic priest on the altar of this Louisiana church. He has pled guilty to felony obscenity, according to local reports.
No, wait, so they got the law involved, or is this just the church?
Oh, yeah. Both.
You got arrested.
Yeah. Okay, well, what the hell's business is the law to get involved in some dude's personal
It's not
activities.
His personal
Was there an audience present for this?
And were the dominatrixes Catholic?
Someone walking by saw this through one of the windows, and they reported it to the police.
Wow.
But this wasn't his private activity. It's the church, as Catholicism teaches, is not his property. That was not his altar, and it wasn't his building.
Yeah, it was his place of work.
Well, I don't know if I would even call it that. Normally it belonged to the diocese, to the Catholic Church.
Sure, but if you have sex in the the break room at your retail job or something like that, you shouldn't get brought up on criminal charges. You should just go to the get fired
just get
at worst
fired.
Case,
correct.
Right? Like,
correct.
Okay, you're out of here, bro.
It is surprising to me that he was found guilty, that he pled guilty to felony obscenity. The others,
why is that a surprise?
Because
that's what everyone does.
Make more sense.
So obscenity as in public obscenity?
Felony obscenity. That's all it says. I don't know. I'm assuming public, but the other two.
And this is Louisiana. I mean, there's a lot of criminal.
Felony?
Stuff.
Wait, say it again. This is a felony offense?
Felony obscenity.
I'll look it up here.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Travis Clark, 39, entered the plea as part of an agreement with prosecutors on Monday. He received a suspended 3-year sentence and will serve 3 years of supervised probation. He was also ordered to pay a $1,000 fine.
I'm surprised they didn't put him on the sex offender list for an obscenity charge. Felony obscenity. Mm,
good
sounds
point.
Like a sex offender charge.
That's probably part of the plea deal.
So what about what about his dominatrixes? Did they also fall under the...
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So Clark's defense attorney said the ex-priest had already paid $8,000 in restitution to the Archdiocese of New Orleans after the altar was declared desecrated and ordered to be burned and replaced.
Yep, I knew it was coming to that.
And that was how they got the dominatrixes. That's how they charged them with vandalism. Felony vandalism. Because they desecrated this religious object.
I hope they didn't burn this thing. I hope they sold it to a lower bidder.
It says they burned it. They ordered it to be burned and replaced. I mean, I imagine some dominatrixes out there probably would have been willing to buy it.
Exactly.
Clearly. Clark was caught in the act at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church. It doesn't really care. When a passerby saw him through a window engaged with two high-heeled corseted women, the trio appeared to be filming themselves. Sex toys and stage lights were recovered at the scene by police, along with recording devices. This is one of those things you think you got to be making it up.
No, this is a man in a particular position of authority. I'm sure that the altar was chosen specifically because of it was.
I can't imagine why else they would have chosen the altar.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just had fun at his house in the garage, but no, they chose the church. Probably the two girls or whoever that can. Yeah.
Now, these are dominatrixes. Normally, as I understand it, we interviewed one once upon a time many years ago on Free Talk Live. You know, normally you hire a dominatrix to be dominated, not to have sex with. Usually these women do not have sex as part of their...
To dominate, not to be dominated.
It doesn't necessarily say they have sex with them.
What are they saying exactly? Well, I mean, if you can say it on the radio.
All it says was that there were sex toys and stage lights and recording devices. I mean, we could speculate.
So he could have been making a porn video or something like that.
But, I mean, that's it. All we know is that there were two dominatrixes there. It doesn't say, I mean, nobody was charged with prostitution here.
Okay.
And they would have charged him with prostitution.
So he could have been just having them stomp on him or something like that, right? Crack a whip over him.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Something like that. And he got a video camera out. There may be video of this.
Now, when it comes to sex workers in videotape, I didn't know that was a normal thing.
Because you're not
a porn star, you're a sex worker. Do you actually want someone having access to your work and displaying it all over the internet the next day?
Pay them enough, they will.
I don't know that a dominatrix is necessarily a sex worker. Sex adjacent, certainly, but not necessarily a sex worker in and of itself. I don't know.
But still, the cameras is what got me.
People hire dominatrixes for erotic reasons.
Yeah, certainly.
Primarily.
Yeah.
Right? It gets them off.
Yeah.
They like being told what to do. It's like the businessman, you know, the guys that have all the power, they want to be disempowered. They want to have a woman with a whips and chains or whatever.
Presumably that was what the priest wanted.
Yeah.
So the two women pled guilty to misdemeanor counts of institutional vandalism and were sentenced to probation.
Okay.
Clark was subsequently removed from the church, as you might expect.
Did he get a sentence, too? I missed that.
Three years of probation.
Okay. Let me guess. Removed from that church and sent off to another church.
It doesn't say, but knowing how the Catholicism does things, probably.
Just like all the little boy diddlers.
Yeah.
They just get moved around, shuffled around.
At least he's messing with grown women.
In Louisiana, the crime of obscenity is the intentional exposure of the genitals, and they get more descriptive, in any public place or place open to the public view, or in any prison or jail. With the intent of arousing sexual desire.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring in whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're just talking about a man and two dominatrixes who were sentenced to probation, apparently, in Louisiana for having sex on the altar of a Catholic church. The man happened to be one of the priests in that particular Catholic church. The crime, so-called, at least for the man, was obscenity, which we were just getting into, apparently felony-level obscenity. Now, the actual statutes on Louisiana's revised statutes don't specify penalties. It just talks about the crime of obscenity, so presumably they can charge it however they want to. They want to charge it as a misdemeanor, they can. They want to charge it as a felony, they can, apparently. It's a crazy story. We can continue with that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. Well, you can also join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We do have, by the way, a social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, and there is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as some of the hosts. And it's also a Mastodon system, so it's federated out there with the other Mastodons, most of them. Some of them have disconnected from us because they don't like us, but that's fine. That's their freedom.
We don't like them.
Yep, that's their freedom. So check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything you want. Crichton is in Kentucky. Go ahead, Crichton.
Yes, I wanted to call in and comment about tonight, not necessarily the actual topic tonight, but about the conflict that arose between the hosts tonight.
Before you do that, was that you that signed up for the Mastodon just recently? I thought I saw a Crichton jump in there. Okay, right on. Yes. Welcome aboard.
And this tonight has been an example of the Overton window. The Overton window is the idea that there is a set of culturally acceptable topics that are possible in the public venue, and that relates back to libertarians have a disagreement about this in general. That whether or not the dominant culture deserves to be preserved. And on this, I'm leaning toward Conan on this, that there are certain areas of culture that do deserve respect. I mean, they pre-exist the concept. And if they don't contradict libertarian values, then they should be left to be. And we shouldn't go out of our way to undermine that cultural aspect.
Okay, but how is a drag show going out of anybody's way to try to undermine anything? It's just people having, you know, an entertaining time in a private venue.
Well, the dominant culture for most of the places that we live is a Judeo-Christian history. Now, whether or not you agree with it or not is beside the point. The
I don't think it's at all beside the point.
So it is beside the point because that is it's not saying that you have to be religious or you have to agree with Christianity to respect the cultural norms that comes with. So dragging the Overton window to be more permissive is somewhat offensive to the cultural background.
Good. Thank God. If I want to offend anything with my life, it better be you damn Christians. Well, you're offended by not you, but Christians in general. They spent thousands of years killing people like me. Screw them. Let them be offended. Let them cry all they want about how offended they are. No one's putting them to death.
We were just talking last night about Qatar, where even simply having a public display of affection is prohibited. You will be put to death, for instance, or at least put in prison for 7 years if you're a gay person having sex with another gay person, and there's probably some sort of, you know, slapping that they'll do to you publicly or whatever if they actually catch you holding hands with a woman. I get what you're saying about it. When you're in Rome, you have to do as the Romans to some extent, because otherwise they'll draw and quarter you or, you know, destroy your life in some way. But
I don't mean because of the consequences of the society. I'm saying that Arya talks about things that we should have resisted the entire time. That should just as bad as slavery on all the things that we did resist. I'm saying that in what context is a 10-year-old making a voluntary choice to attend a drag show? In what world is that the choice of a 10-year-old?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in our world, if I were 10 years old, I could have said I did or didn't want to go to do a thing.
I'm pretty sure every 10-year-old out there ever met is never going to willingly go to one of these things unless they're dragged there by their parents.
Well, that's because you weren't raised in a family where this is sort of like a normal thing.
And that's what I mean. There's the cultural difference, because the same thing can be said about a 10-year-old being taken to church, but they still go. And that's within the Overton window, in the environment and the culture that we live in. We should pick our battles.
Is it, though, these days? I mean, a lot of people don't go to church, especially amongst the younger.
Yeah, I know. They're all going to drag shows.
That's not true either.
Obviously, it's becoming that.
Maybe there should be a church drag show. I bet you that exists. There's probably somebody out there.
We just talked about some dude having sex on the altar with two dominatrixes. Oh, yeah, it's happening. Oh, and they're filming it, by the way.
Maybe. Crichton, so
that we're doing drag, though.
Are you just saying that you don't think
the dominatrixes might have been drag? We don't know.
It didn't look that way from the pictures.
I saw pictures.
Oh, good stuff.
I just want to clarify what you're saying, though, Crichton. Are you saying that drag shows shouldn't happen?
No, I'm saying that we shouldn't get this involved in them and supporting them publicly. It's a cultural fight that we don't need to be in.
Who's we?
Libertarians.
Why shouldn't I support people having the right to do voluntary things?
Because as soon as you said that, Conan's point of view points out that not all of them are voluntary. The children cannot consent to this. It's not everyone being voluntary.
Children are told to do all kinds of things they don't want to do, right? Like eat their vegetables.
And I made that point. The exact same thing is true if you take a child to church. But within the Overton window, the cultural environment we live in, taking a child to church is within that Overton window.
So is taking them to a drag show.
What if it's not, though?
It's not.
What if you're wrong? What if taking children to church now is outside of that window and it's controversial and people think that it's brainwashing?
That's what I just said. 20 years ago, taking kids to church was all right, and it's not anymore. Now it's all right to take kids to drag shows, or it's becoming all right.
It's never going to be all right because not everybody's ever going to agree with this. I think there's probably as many people that think that drag shows are child abuse as there are people who think that church is child abuse.
Agreed.
Probably. But it's not who thinks what. It's about the cultural environment.
But this is about who thinks what. This is your call is about what you think. And you think that the cultural window or the Overton window is okay with taking kids to church against their will, but it's not okay with going to drag shows. And obviously there's people that have different windows.
I agree with Crichton. I believe it's overwhelmingly not okay to take kids to drag shows.
What the hell do I care what the Overton window says? We haven't even established that. What do I care?
That's not my point at all.
Well, it should be because you're the one arguing for it and saying that this is what we have to use as our metric for what is and isn't okay. Why the hell should I care? Who gave society, the masses out there, the right to say what is and isn't okay?
Great point.
My point is
God? Did God give you that right?
Libertarian.
Did government?
My point is that this kind of topic splits libertarians. Your show tonight proves it.
Good.
Libertarians have different opinions on this topic.
I want to know which libertarians want to use force against their neighbor for going to a drag show, because those people are not libertarians. And this issue...
Who said anything about using force?
You didn't, but there are people that do.
I did not mention using force.
I said you didn't say that. Crichton, I said you didn't say that. You did not advocate using force.
Earlier in the show, we were discussing an individual who was all about using the state to take these parents away from their kids.
Yeah, and he's not alone. Every time this issue comes up online, there's always some purported libertarian who starts talking about using the government to stop people from going to these things and to stop parents from taking their kids to these things. And I think that those people, I want to know who they are. I do not want those people to be my neighbors. I want people like Top Lobster, if he really believes that, isn't just trolling, isn't just trying to get a reaction, I want him to stay in Florida. I don't want him to come to New Hampshire. And I want to know people like that, they should out themselves. And that's why I like talking about things like this.
Yep.
Let's separate the libertarians, because the fact is, if we can't get along, we shouldn't try to.
Well said.
Crichton, any other thoughts?
We libertarians
disagree.
We libertarians sure hate each other, don't we?
Not at all.
I like the real ones. Thank you, Crichton. I do appreciate your comment.
I mean, as Craig pointed out, it pointed out that we disagree on this subject. Yeah, so what? We don't have to agree on it. Neither one of us is trying to force the other.
I was being silly, but we do agree on 95%, and then we spend all our moments
but the thing is,
fighting each other on that 5%.
Even though we don't agree about the morality or whatever, none of us want to use violence against the other person for having a different way of wanting to raise kids or whatever. And the people that do want to use violence, those people are not libertarians. Okay? You're just a conservative or you're a liberal. And you authoritarian types, just get out of New Hampshire. You don't belong here. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.